Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. By the way, I would appreciate if you would do me a favor. Go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and take the poll question. Just it'll take you about, once you get there, it'll take you about 10 seconds to take the poll question. So do that for me. I'd appreciate it. Jeffrey Sabar is our guest, and he is he's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Coming up later this year, we're going to celebrate his 15th anniversary. He's the author of all the books on home office know-how, including the book Home Office Know-How. And he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back.
Always great to be with you.
Thanks again for staying with us. We talked about social media last segment. We talked about why it's more about community building and why business owners need to think of it like that and not just as you said earlier, not just as networking. Jeff, what else you got? You got any tech stuff you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, there have been a number of issues of late that people have heard about in the news. You know, we heard a couple weeks ago about Microsoft with the upgrade to Windows 8 and stopping their support of XP.
I loved XP.
You know what? It was a great...
XP, and I'm telling you, I've been on 7 for about... about almost 2 years, but I'm telling you, I left XP very grudgingly. And you know what? One computer I had, I actually made sure it had both of them on so I could go back if I felt like I wanted to.
There you go. Exactly.
You know what? I never did. I like 7, but I was not going to buy a new computer unless it had with 7 on, unless I could go back if I changed my mind.
Right. And you know what? And the part of the problem is you have taken you know the difference. You know the difference of what you like in an operating system. You also know that Microsoft and other companies come down and they try and push newer, updated mm-hmm. versions of operating systems on you. You know, your applications, the software that you use, they try and say you've got to update to the latest version. I mean, you get it with, you know, something as simple as iTunes, although it's not simple. You know, get it all the time that every, you know, 2 to 3 months they're pushing out some new update. Do you really need it? And that's what the question is.
Yeah.
Do you need these type of updates? You know, Microsoft was saying that you needed to update because there was a virus going around, and with XP, they wouldn't be supporting XP and there were vulnerabilities that existed, so you needed to be on the latest version of its operating system so your computer could be protected. But, you know, it took a lot to get people to migrate mm-hmm. over. You know, it can be expensive. It can be disruptive.
Well, especially if you're not changing computers. See, I go through a laptop about every 2 years.
Right.
That's my workhorse. My workhorse is a Lenovo ThinkPad.
Right.
A T model. They're like trucks.
And, sure.
And so that's how I make my living. But every time I upgrade I go to a new laptop, I make an operating system decision. And my rule of thumb, Jeff, is when as long as XP was the leading operating system, that's what I got. When
right.
they came out, what was the other one they came out with that failed? There was one that failed.
Me? Windows Me was one. They had
Vista that failed.
Right.
See, that came out after XP before 7, and it failed. So I don't go to the first one. I don't go to the next one.
Right.
So what happened was when Vista came out, I didn't change. It failed, and I was glad I stayed with XP. Right, I stayed with XP longer and longer and longer. Then 7 came out, and I didn't change to 7. And then 8 came out, and I said, okay, I think it's time to go to 7.
Right.
Because 7 had been proven, and now they had 8. So that told me that XP wasn't going to be around long.
Well, and I think that there's a deeper issue.
So I'm always one operating system behind their new one.
Well, and I think that that raises the issue also of when a new piece of software comes out, when a new operating system, whether it's for your iPhone, you know, they've had glitches that have been pushed right. out, you know.
I never want the newest, the brand spanking newest technology.
You know,
I
being on the leading edge.
6 months to a year later.
Yep, you want to let some of those glitches get worked out. You want to make sure that someone else is taking the bows and arrows, being the pioneers, you know, exploring the edge of the frontier. And then you want to be the settler on the wagon train who comes behind them and, you know, once the land is somewhat tamed. You know, certainly a jest, but the metaphor kind of plays that it's important that someone, I can't afford to have my laptop or my desktop
right.
fail because I had to be first. It's really important
That's
that you
right.
let someone else do that.
And as you say, it's expensive. But let me tell you something else, though. I am kind of worried about the next level because the next level up is 8. And we have – one of my people has 8, and they like it, but I don't think I'm going to like 8. And so I'm worried about moving – if they ever stop promoting 7, but, you know, I'm worried about that. But the bottom line is my experience for over 30 years of using PCs and all this stuff – Jeff is be about a generation behind. It's
right.
it's cheaper and it's more reliable, and you're not going to lose anything. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of the argument kind of that we're getting to is the fact that there's no reason to move all the way to the front front of the pack, because if it doesn't affect your business, if you don't have to be there.
But now security is an issue that you have to take care of, advantage of, not just operating. It's also
right.
security.
Just
issue.
Make sure that whatever you're running is
yep.
secure. Look on their website, make sure it is.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Come back soon.
Always great to be here.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.